You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fan Hotline is brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, and that's where we find 93.7thefan.com's Steelers insider. He was there at the Art Rooney press conference. The one and only Jeff Hathorn, the Hawk. Hold on.
We'll get it. We'll get it here one of these times, Jeff. We got to play it. It was a big day.
Let it hatch from its egg.
There we go. Look at that baby bird fly.
All right, Jeff, what was your biggest takeaway?
Flying in the rain.
What was your biggest takeaway from Art?
I mean, that Mike didn't express a desire to coach in the near future, and that it was more of a family than a football decision. I thought that was interesting. I mean, he confirmed, and there's nothing that Rooney said that led me to believe that it didn't go down the way he said, as far as Tomlin coming to him and saying that he was stepping down.
Is it Sean McDonough we're talking to briefly, or Jeff Hathorn? Sorry, I had to there for a second, Jeff. I agree with you that nothing Art Rooney said today suggests to me that this went down differently. Now, if we find out more later, that so be it. But I also thought he got asked point blank, was he ready to have Mike back next year? And he said he was. So that lends credence to that idea. Jeff, my biggest takeaway that I wanted to bounce off of you is this. Art got asked multiple times basically about the philosophical like concept of how you rebuild in the NFL and being bad to be good. And he seemingly with a lot of conviction objected to that idea and even said, I thought this was the single most noteworthy line. He said, why waste a year of your life not trying to contend? My problem with that, Jeff, is it seems again like a short-sighted viewpoint on how to actually contend when you look at how other teams have done it.
Yeah, Chris, it's a really good point, because that was another – I omitted that from my list, but that was a very good point that you bring up, that why waste a year of your life? I think there are times where you have to assess where you're at, and sometimes when you don't self-assess, you end up thinking you're better than you are if you don't correctly self-assess, and it puts yourself in more damage than good. And yeah, I'm with you. I don't think that's a mindset. I think there are times where you might feel you're closer than others, and I get that. Probably always the Steelers feel they're closer than people on the outside. But, yeah, that was something that, you know, and think of it from Mike Tomlin's standpoint. Who knows if what Tomlin exactly felt about where the team was at, but he knew that they're – position was to be Super Bowl contenders every year.
Jeff, do you think that head coaches, former head coaches, people with experience, older guys, not guys in their 30s, are they real candidates for this job? I'm not talking about token interviews. I'm talking about real candidates to be the next Steelers head coach.
I mean, the sample size goes over such a long period of time, but obviously three straight 30-somethings who are defensive coordinators who most people didn't really know of, unless you're from Crafton, you know, or unless you really dig into the NFL. You didn't know who these last three coaches were. They weren't prominent names, at least. Maybe you had heard of them. I think the Steelers like to bring in somebody that they can mold, that doesn't have a past, that hasn't had a track record as a head coach. I mean, that we've seen that just based on their recent decisions. Now, could they change it? They've changed things over the last couple of years. Sure. Will they talk to other people? Yes. But I think their mold remains their mold, that they will look at someone who's in their 30s, and it's become more and more popular for teams to hire younger coaches. And I think I think you're more on the path if you're looking at coordinators in the league right now than you are at guys who have previously been head coaches.
Jeff, people were obviously unhappy with Mike's performance. I'm talking about the fan base specifically. But the extension of that was that they were also very unhappy with Mike's approach to hiring assistant coaches, with the Steelers' seeming approach, and with the fact that there was no coaching tree to speak of. How much do you think Art is going to, because I know what he said, that the big consideration will be what does this new coach want to bring in as far as a staff. Do you think that this also, this void and this vacancy being filled, will bring with it a new era of how the Steelers try to assemble coaching staffs as far as more young up-and-comers versus guys who have been there, done that in various capacities?
Well, let's assume that he does go for a young coordinator. Those coordinators will have probably come up in systems where it's a different type of coaching staff than the traditional coaching staff. The Steelers have evolved to an extent in what they've added. I mean, last year they had more coaches than they've had. They have different the quality controls that they didn't ever used to have before. When they talk to these coaches, I think they'll find that these coaches will want to set up staffs like the ones they've been on, which means by extension, you're going to see a different makeup of Steelers staff. And I think we'll see them have probably more coaches on this staff than they've had ever. And by coaches, I mean quality to analytics, to all of that, than we've ever seen with the Steelers.
Jeff, who is the number one candidate for this job right now? Who do you think? Who's number one? Who's at the top of the list?
There are so many names. Man.
Ryan Day.
I think Kubiak is a good call. I think Shula and Stuhlhaus are good calls. I'll say Kubiak right now, but I feel like there are so many different people that they could look at that fit the mold of what they're looking for. Now, the question is, if this is going to take a couple of weeks and they got a late start compared to other teams, how many of these guys are going to get plucked up before they can, you know, they get around to where they feel comfortable making a decision?
Give me somebody who you've seen attached to or mentioned to replace Mike Tomlin, who you've either heard or you just think because of what you know about the Steelers that, yeah, this guy really is not going to be the head coach. He might be on these lists. His name's getting thrown about, but I'm telling you right now, he's not going to be the Steelers' next head coach.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't think because of his age, I don't think McCarthy is going to be the Steelers head coach.
Are you surprised Arthur Smith isn't even getting an interview?
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not getting an interview, and I don't think that means there's friction or anything. I think it's just if they're going to bring somebody in, they're going to allow them, or they're going to bring someone in from the outside, much like they said, you know, a couple of years ago, with searching for other assistant coaches, that they needed some new blood. I think they realized that. Even though Arthur's only been here a couple of years, that they're going to look in a different direction.
Hey, Jeff, one more thing. Speaking of new blood, because this guy's been mentioned almost as like a hoping thing from some fans that I've heard from here. Art made it very clear that he and Omar will conduct the search for the next head coach.
Mm-hmm.
To what extent do you think Art's son Danny is going to have any influence in that process? Because it is the worst-kept secret of all time that he is being groomed to eventually one day take over for his dad.
I think he'll be involved in the process. Whether he's part of decision-making, I think we'll see as that process plays out. But he's going to be in those meetings, much like there was a time where Art was in a meeting watching what was happening, you know, probably more so when he was younger with Chuck. You know, he was involved in meetings, if not in the decision with Cowher, and I think Dan will be the same thing. He'll be a part of those meetings. He was there today. I mean, they're starting to put him in a position where he shows up to events as a Steeler representative, either along with his father or just as a Steeler representative. When they put the clock up here right across the street from the stadium for the draft, Dan was there. Like I said, Dan was there today. He's been involved in Ireland. It was Dan that was kind of taking the front of, you know, representing his family over there. And more and more you'll see him get worked into these things.
There you have it. A historic Hawk report on Mike Tomlin quitting and Art Rooney now charting that course to see who the next Steelers head coach will be. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys.
Judge Donnie is next. We'll debate. Should the next Steelers head coach have head coaching experience? But first, a headline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available.
National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.